HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
President Joe Biden has said ties between India and the US are destined to be stronger, closer and tighter. Biden said he has long believed that by 2020, India and the US will be among the closest nations in the world. He made the remarks at a meeting with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The two were meeting for the first time since Biden took office. It was one of the most crucial engagements for Prime Minister Modi, who is on a three-day visit to the US. A Tamil Nadu court has sentenced to death the main accused and awarded life imprisonment to 12 others in an honor-killing case. This comes 18 years after the brutal torture and immolation of an inter-caste couple. As many as 15 accused were named in the case. Justice S. Uttamaraja of the Cuddalore District Special Court found 13 guilty under the SC/ST Act. They included 11 family members and 2 local policemen. He acquitted 2 others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's net worth is 3.07 crore as per his latest declaration. This is a rise of 22 lakh rupees from last year's 2.85 crore, according to official data. Prime Minister Modi, like many ministers, doesn't have any stock market exposure. His investments continue to be in the form of national savings certificate, life insurance policies and L&T infrastructure bonds, which he bought in 2012. The increase in wealth is primarily due to his fixed deposits in the State Bank of India's Gandhinagar branch. The Delhi High Court has refused to grant interim relief to Google against further media leaks of confidential business information. The judge noted that the 8th of September order of the Competition Commission of India was not on record. She said would need to read it before passing any orders. The court was hearing a plea by Google against the leak of sensitive information. The company's plea came after details of the investigation by CCI's Director General were reported in some sections of the media. China's central bank has said all financial transactions involving cryptocurrencies are illegal. The People's Bank of China said offenders would be investigated for criminal liability in accordance with the law. The notice bans all related financial activities involving cryptocurrencies. It includes trading crypto, selling tokens, transactions involving virtual currency derivatives and illegal fundraising. It has sounded the death knell for the digital trade in China after a crackdown on the volatile currencies.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.